right. Thank you for everyone who's attended today. My name is Matthew Nixon, and I'm the Business Office Manager for the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. New name change for us. First tug I'm aware of where we've used that name. So we want to thank all our patrons and who are here today listening and the people who may be listening to this recording in the future. This is October 3rd, 2020, and it's the technology user group for this month. I'm going to be presenting a brief overview and run through the functionality of an application on the Android phone system that Google puts out. It's a Google application called Lookout. It's different than Outlook. Lookout is a program built by Google for Google devices that helps people with visual impairment or other print disabilities use the camera on their device to navigate certain functions. It's comparable in many ways to a lot of programs like it. The most familiar one to people who use the Apple environment is probably Seeing AI put out by Microsoft. So, for everyone's, so everyone's on the same page, I'd like everyone to know that this conversation is being recorded and that everyone is muted as of right now. And when we get done with the presentation, I will unmute, well, I'll leave the option for people to unmute themselves and ask questions. So take your time, listen to what we have to say, and we will get started. So, as I said, the Android functionality that you're about to see today is designed to help people with visual impairment and print disabilities navigate a variety of functions using their cell phone. And what I have here is a Pixel 3. That's a phone put out by Google a couple of years ago. Google just released their Pixel 5 phone coming up. So this is about two generations back. So this is not the newest phone on the market, and it runs the application without any problems. And what you are going to see today is me using this in conjunction with a speaker to do a couple of basic tasks. I've slowed down the speed of the announcements, so you can adjust the speech on this device. I'm using TalkBack and the most recent version of Android, which I believe is Android 11. On this device. So, without further ado, here we go. I'm going to run through the basic functionality here. Lookout has five basic functions. They are in no particular order. Quick read, which is a mode where you can use the camera on your phone and it'll just read all the text that it comes in contact with. Explore, where it uses image recognition to try and identify whatever the camera sees in front of it. Currency, which reads money, and I think food labels? Food labels, which will, it's a beta mode, which means it's, they're still working on it, but it'll try and read the labels on food to tell you what it is. And finally, there's a document scanning function, which will allow you to take pictures of documents and potentially share them as well as read them using the TalkBack function, which is the text-to-speech on the phone. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to put my microphone near the speaker and let's see what we have. I'm going to start with Lookout quick read mode, which I think is what most people are going to want to use. It's certainly the function I use the most.
Device unlocked, 10:09 a.m. So, start button. Recent button. Start button.
So looking at the front of the screen, I'm just going to go through the different options.
Signed in as Matt Nixon. Start button.
There's the start button.
Double tap to activate.
Which if you have the functionality stopped or paused, this will let you start whichever mode you have selected.
Recent button.
Recent.
Double tap to activate.
Let you go through some of the choices that you've made in the past.
Food label, beta mode, 2 of 5, in list, 5 items.
Food label, which is beta
double
mode.
Double tap to activate. Selected quick read mode, 3 of 5.
Quick read mode, So you notice that as I'm going through this, it saves what I have selected, but it also tells me what other options are here.
Scan documents mode, 4 of 5. Double tap to activate.
Scan document mode.
Currency, US dollars mode, 5 of 5.
Currency.
Double tap to activate.
US dollars, so I have it set to US dollars. There are other currencies available if you choose to use those. I don't have any access to foreign currency at this time, but you can check with the developer page and see what other currencies it will identify.
Simon is Matt Nixon. Start button.
All right, and now we're back to quick read. So I've got a couple of things here, and I'm just going to show you. So first of all, I have a big document, a big, maybe quarter-inch thick book of some kind I got in the mail recently. And I'm going to just use quick read mode to try and identify it. I'm going to double tap on
Simon is Mad Nick. Start button.
The start button.
Double tap
so
to
let's
activate.
Just start it.
Stop button. Double tap to activate. Medicare. Letty.
So I'm picking it up.
Medicare at, care.
Oh, it's Medicare. Okay.
Medicare. You. The official U.S. government Medicare handbook. So.
Ah, okay. So.
Medicare. 021. HUMANSA. CES, services.
So I've got the phone.
RIMENT, services, spices, CMS.
I've got the phone maybe 6 inches.
RIMENT, SERVICAS.
I've got the phone 6 inches above the actual document here, the top of the book, and it's reading it just whatever comes in contact. So if it sounds a little confusing or you have to pick words out of it, that's because sometimes as you're moving the camera around, it's not seeing the whole cover, or it's seeing parts of words like halfway through. Let's open the book up, and I'm just going to turn to a random page, and I'm just going to put it maybe again 6 inches up and put the camera in the middle and see what it reads.
Year, C, UVISA, part when you're first eligible. Enrollment penalty, UVIS T Social Security users can call 1-800-325-07. T for your drug is above. Penalty for as long as you have. Enrollment period, you usually. Page, go for each 12 months with sign your LOIC. Enrollment period ended these parts until March 2020 during TH coverage begins July of 2020. TIS you have to pay this penalty.
So, it's talking
now
about.
You disagree, for example, here. T enrollment penalty.
Yeah,
email. Yeah, yeah. Signed in is Matt Nixon, one stop button. Double tap to activate. Start button.
So I paused it just so it's not talking in the background. And basically what it's done is it's told me that I have a thing here. It's a big book, and now I know that it's the 2020 Medicare guide that's available to me. And it will let me figure out just what it is. Now I have a couple of other things here that I want to check as well. I have a, let's see, I have a can. I think it's a can of soup. But so what I just showed you was really what any kind of phone should be able to, or OCR device, optical character recognition, should be able to get, which is a flat document with regular print text. But here we've got a cylinder, a can with a label, and like most soup cans, it's the side of it has grooves cut in it, and the label's over it. And I'm just in my office. I'm not in front of a window. So let me open this.
Device unlocked. Recent button. Start button.
I'm just going to hit start, and I'm going to put this over it, and I'm going to slowly turn the can, and we're going to see if it can tell me what this is.
Stop button. Double tap to activate. 23%. 8% in. A use. Antibiotic. 1-800-257-8443. 188. Questions 1-800-257-8443. Chunky.com. Soup. Net280Z.
So it is soup.
4. Heat. Movement. Heat. STR and SIR. RD10NS2. Metal edges opener. Open up. Barley flour, enriched durum WHE mononitrate, peas modified, chicken, glutamate, for color, lecithin, CHIDRE, sugar, genetically. Signed in is Mad Nixon Joust, chicken TLINGS, for 1 cup, 170, 890 m, Hankey Direct, calories, 10%, SAT fat DV, sodium DV, total sugars, MICRC. Stove core soup in stirring occasion given is approximate heating may cause of the bowl and or SPLA. Do not add water. Quesame food, C. Ingredients, wa, wheat flour, MALTEC, riboflavin, folic ACIC, ferrous sulfate, CF flavor, turmeric, more than 2% of GRE concentrate, monphosphate beta. Anatto, control. Seek default. Heat micron high, 2. Edges are sharp, open bottom up. Chicken fat in, PAETZLEOUMPLIN, ferrous wheat, riboflavin, carrot. Starch sugar, onion, PLAVORING, spice. JNGS, HEA, SAISFY, CIRECTT. Eat like a meal. EAMY chicken dumpling. Chicken protein.
NPY.
Stop button. Daddy flip. Start button.
So I've just paused it so it won't talk while we're here. And what it's done there is, if you can listen through that whole mess, it definitely said chicken several times. It told me soup. I know roughly what kind of can I'm looking at, and then it tells me chicken and dumplings there at the end. And I had to turn it around a couple times. One of the things that you have to remember with these types of programs is that you have to know where the camera is. Mine is in the upper right hand, if the screen is facing me, the upper right hand rear of the phone.
Bring your silence.
So what I have to do is place it so that particular camera is over the thing that I'm trying to read. If I just put the phone centrally over the device, the camera is going to be off to the right and above, and I may not have enough of a field of view to read it correctly. So there's a little bit of experimentation that you have to do to get this to work correctly. But I've just identified a can of soup. I've identified a document. It's pretty good. Let's see what other functions we have here. And I just want to say, from my personal experience, I use this all the time. It's really helpful in looking at documents. It's super helpful. I do a lot of cooking and random ingredient sorting in my kitchen. And it's very helpful to be able to look at, say, when you have three different bottles of marinade, and you know one is going to be a steak marinade and the other two are chicken, to be able to just sort of futz around with the bottles and place them until you get confirmation as to what's there. Or maybe you have some that's marinade and one that's ketchup, and you want to make sure you're not marinating your chicken and ketchup. It's takes a couple of seconds, and you can just pull it up in your phone. It's very easy, very straightforward. So,
device unlocked. 10:17 a.m. Recent button. Food label beta mode 2 of 5. In list 5 items.
All right, so let's try a food label.
Double tap to activate.
I'm gonna activate
food label,
it.
Beta selected. Explore beta mode. Recent button out of list. Start button.
So I'm just
double
gonna start.
To activate.
Now this is what what Google's trying to use, so that instead of just randomly looking at that can of soup or something else and just getting a whole bunch of random text, it just will tell you what it is. So I'm just going to hit turn it on, start it.
Stop button. Double tap to activate.
Let's see what it says. I have the camera.
Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side.
So it's telling me that it's
not
recognized.
Juice with passion port.
See?
Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side.
Product
not recognized. Try rotating it to other side. Campbell's chunky beef burrito soup.
Campbell's chunky beef burrito soup. Well,
product
we know.
Not recognized. Try rotating it to other side.
So we know that this is not burrito
product
soup.
Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side. Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side. Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side. Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side. Campbell's chunky soup, creamy chicken and dumplings.
There we go. Okay. So you got to use your brain in this.
No product in view.
If you haven't bought Campbell's creamy beef burrito soup, then you know it seems likely that there's no soup here. So let me try a different container. Let me try a freeze-dried section camping package.
Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side.
So this is a
4-cup gluten-free fried chicken mix.
Fried chicken mix? No, I haven't bought any fried chicken mix. Let's see here. Come on, give me something. This is a big Mylar bag of freeze-dried material that you take on camping trips. It's not strictly flat. It's maybe six inches by 8 inches. And it's really not identical. Mountain House beef stew. Well,
instead of product not recognized, try rotating
it to
other
side. Fried chicken before, so.
Product not recognized, try rotating it to other side. Product not recognized. Try rotating it to other side.
I mean, they're only
Mountain House freeze dried chicken fried rice, 5.1 ounce
pack. All right, now I know I bought that, so that tells me what it is. So if I had a couple, I could kind
no
of choose between
view.
That. And I've done this before, and you can do it with the quick read or the food ID.
Product not recognized. Try rotating it. Signed in is Matt Nixon. Jow Mouse. Stop button. Start button.
So I paused it here, and this is the same basic process as the quick read. The difference is that it lets you specifically tailor the program to look for food labels and identify. The catch is, as with everything, that it's a little bit of experimentation. I like the quick read more. It works on everything, and it just tells me what's there and lets me try and figure out rather than continuously trying to get me to do something in particular. So,
ring your silence.
And my phone has just locked itself. So I'm going to put the stuff that I was just talking about back, get it out of my way. And we're going to try a couple different modes now that these items are out of the way of my workspace. Let's see what else we have here. I'm going to open the phone up again.
Device unlocked. Recent button. Explore beta mode. 1 of 5.
Explore. Interesting.
Selected food label. Explore beta mode. 1 of 5.
Explore.
Double tap to activate. Explore beta. Selected. Look out. Recent button. Out of list. Start button.
Explore is a function where you have your camera and you just move it around. You try and identify things. I got a lot of stuff in my office. I have part of my Renaissance Fair costume here. I have a mace on the wall, a metal shield. I have a bunch of things like a fan here on top of my desk. I have a stuffed animal that my wife gave me. I have a candle warmer, and I have my laptop here. So let's see what it says. I'm just going to very slowly pan this around my office.
Bring your silence.
And we'll see what we come up with.
10:21 a.m. Recent button. Start button. Stop button. Double tap to activate. Table. Smart speaker. Furniture.
Yep, I have a smart speaker. That's right.
Heater.
Heater? No.
Mechanical fan. Mechanical fan with text home.
Yep, that's right.
Mechanical fan with text home. Text home. Sword.
Nope, don't have a sword. Do have a mace, though. So it's almost kind of...
Furniture. Lamp.
Furniture.
Microwave oven. Mechanical fan.
I have a lamp. That's right. I don't have a microwave oven.
Text Google Hangout. Text Google Hang. Text Google Hanguda. Escape. Furniture. Tableware. Furniture. Shelf. Shelf with text. Eclipse Space. N-I-N-I-A-S and S-U-P-E-R-S-P-I-E-S.
Yep, that's one of the games I have here.
Furniture with text. Iron Kingdom. G-H-A-R-A-G-T-K-R. Guide Ninjas and S-U-P-E-R-S-P-I-E-S. Library. M-E-G-H-A-N-I-K-A Press. Text P-A-L-L-A-D-U-M-B-O-C.
All right.
Food.
Let me turn it to face myself and see if it identifies me.
Open account menu. Computer key double tap to activate. Person. Furniture.
Person and furniture. So it's identifying me as a person.
Furniture. Stop button. Start button. Double tap to activate.
All right. Let me lock this phone so it doesn't
screen off.
Talk over me. All right. So what it's done in this is I'm sitting in an office chair. It's one of the ones that you can rotate around the base just by spinning. And I did a 3/4 turn around my office at about face level. And you heard it identify a couple things correctly. And while it's identifying, like, for example, it was talking about a fan that said Holmes. Well, the fan I have is a small, not a portable one, but a copper brushed Holmes desk fan. That I use when our air conditioning is out or when I don't want to have air conditioning and want the windows open. So it's not just reading or trying to identify the object. It's also putting in supplementary texts. I have a couple of games and books over on my bookcase, and it was reading, you heard the word ninja and eclipse and a couple of other things. So it's not just reading or trying to identify the items. It's also throwing bits of text in here along with the image description. So in a lot of ways, it's like the quick read mode, but it's also giving you a general idea of what's happening. It's a keyboard, because I have my laptop here, and I have an external USB keyboard attached to it. It's a Google Hangouts, because it was looking at my computer screen, and I'm running this call through Google Hangouts. So there's a lot of things you can do with this, but you have to understand what you're getting into and realize that it takes a bit of finesse to make it work. So that's how the explore mode works. Let's see what else we have here.
Device unlocked. 10:24 a.m. Sign in as Matt Nixon. Start button. Recent button. Selected. Explore. Food label. Beta
food
mode.
Label.
Quick read.
Quick
mode.
Read.
Scan document mode.
Scan document. All right.
Scan document. Selected. Lookout. Scan document mode.
So I'm just going to grab that Medicare guidebook that I had before. I'm going to put it over here underneath where all my other items were. And I'm just going to try and snap a picture of the cover. Now, this is a document that covers of documents often have, especially big books, have like pictures in them a lot of times or weird fonts. So let's just see what it tells me to do.
Read mode, 3 of 5, food label, beta mode, explore beta mode. Recent button, out of list, start button, double, stop button, too close, double tap to activate. Take snapshot button, too close, double tap to activate.
All right, so I'm over it.
Move back.
Going back, which means move it farther away.
Move back.
Okay.
Try taking a snapshot to scan what's in view. Move back. Move back.
Okay, tell me go higher.
Move back. Move device right.
Move right.
Too close, move device back. Try taking a snapshot to scan what's in view. Too close, move back. Recent item details. Close details button. Double tap to activate.
So let me just pause this for a second. We'll come back in.
Screen off. Ringer silent.
So what I have done in this case is I have just put the book underneath the computer, or underneath the cell phone, excuse me, its camera, and it's telling me to move it farther back, which means giving the lens more range of view so that it can try and identify where the whole document is. I put my finger over the Take Snapshot button before I started. That's the major option with this. And that means that once it tells me to take a picture, I can just double tap on it and it snaps a picture. It's a lot like the KNFB Reader application, if anyone's used that before. And what it's done is it's trying to get me to put it in a place where I can take a picture of it and then it can store and convert whatever that is to text. So let's reopen this. I already took a picture just when it told me to, and let's see what happened.
Device unlocked, 10:26 a.m. Close details button.
Close details.
Double tap, share button.
Share.
Double tap, delete items button.
Delete item.
Double Medicare U 2021, the official U.S. government Medicare handbook, ERVICES, SER, CMS. Double
right.
Tap to activate, double tap and hold the long press.
So it's telling me that this is the Medicare 2021 handbook. It took a picture of it, and the text is there, and it's not talking about this, it's taken a picture of it. So I can go back
delete item button.
And I can come back to what I took a picture
Medicare
of.
Medicare U 2021, the official U.S. government Medicare handbook, ERVICES, SER, CMS. Double tap to
now,
activate, double tap and hold the long press.
If I want to, I can delete it.
Delete item button.
Or
double tap to activate, share button.
I can hit
double
on the share button.
Share, share. 10:25 a.m., Medicare U 20, share, out of grid. 10:25 a.m., Medicare U 2020, copy button.
Copy it.
Double
I can put it on the clipboard if I want to paste it somewhere else.
Nearby button.
Nearby. I can see if there are other devices or things I want to share to.
Christina messages, row 2.
My wife.
Jerry Price messages.
Jerry.
Kevin messages. Susie John messages. Messages, row 3.
So it's listing
their
text conversations that I might be able to paste it into.
Gmail.
Gmail.
Double Dropbox.
Dropbox.
DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo. My browser.
Apps list row 4. Adobe Acrobat converts Bluetooth column 2. Discord column 3. Double back button out of grip. Recent item details. Share button.
So.
Double tap to activate. Delete item button.
I'm going
to
delete this
double
item.
Tap to activate. One item deleted. Lookout scan document mode. Take snapshot button. Double tap to activate. Stop button. Double start button.
Let's pause and pause the phone
screen
for
off.
A second.
Ringer silence.
So. The thing I would like everyone to take away from this is that I can take a picture, I can either save it, leave it there, or delete it, and I can read the text, and then if I want to, I can take the picture of the text that it has recognized, and I can share that to different applications that I have on my phone. It doesn't matter whether it's Dropbox, or text, or an email, or even Discord, if you want to use a chat, or even the browser function. I can copy it to the clipboard and paste it later. I have lots of choices. Again, like a lot of optical character recognition or anything options out there that use the camera from the phone to identify text, it's not a perfect system. It's kind of an art and a science at the same time. You have to be careful. Sometimes you have to try a couple of times to get it right, but it does work. And you can use it to potentially text that material to other people, to email it, to send it. It's a pretty versatile function. I don't do a lot of that. I end up using a lot of the quick read mode to just identify items. But for someone who wants to be able to send information or save it for later use, that's pretty useful. So there's one more function here. And for this one, I had to go out and get some cache of different types.
Device unlocked. 10:29 a.m. Recent button.
Let's see here.
Quick read. Look. Selected. Currency. Selected. Currency. U.S. dollars. Currency. U.S. dollars. Selected.
All right.
Currency mode.
Lookout currency mode, U.S. dollars. So I'm just going to grab a couple of different bills from here. I have some big ones. I have some small ones that I've picked up. And let's see what we end up with. Here are three different bills. And again, just like the other options that I've talked about, the pieces of paper I have here that we use as money are still basically documents. They're things that you have to look at through the camera. So I've got it started.
Scan document
here.
Mode.
Nope.
Read, look, food label, beta, explore, beta, recent button, out of start button.
I'm on the start
double
option.
Tap
and let's see what this
US
is.
US double tap to activate. US $5 bill.
There's a $5 bill.
US $5 bill.
Okay. And here we go. Here's a different one.
US $50 bill.
There's a $50 bill. Okay. That makes sense. So I had both of those in here. What else is here?
U.S. $1 bill.
$1 bill. All right. And now I'm just going to grab a different bill, and I'm going to put it.
U.S. $1 bill. U.S. $50 bill. U.S. $50 bill.
Okay. U.S. 50. There's a 1, and I'm going to grab the 5.
U.S. $50 bill.
I'm still
US
looking at
it. $5 bill.
And there's the 5. So let's move the 5 over to a different part of my table and see if it can still identify it.
U.S. $5 bill.
Yep, it can. Now I'm going to grab a different bill from the stack, the 1 or the 5, or 1 of the 50. Let's see what this is.
U.S. $50 bill.
It's a 50. Okay. So real simple. I just have this here, and what I can do is I can just pull bills from my wallet, and I can leave this on. Let me
signed in
stop.
Stop button. Start button.
Stop.
Double tap to activate.
And I'm going to lock the phone.
Screen off. Ringer silence.
So what's happened here is I have something that can I can either use quick read mode to look at things generally, or I have 4 other options to focus the way the phone looks at certain things and gives me information. In one case, it's identifying money. It'll do this for bills. It will not do it for coins, as of yet anyway. I can tell it to specifically look for food labels and try and identify things. I can have it scan documents. And I can sort of look around and get an idea of what I'm looking at in general. I'm not entirely sure how useful this is compared to seeing AI, which has face recognition, a lot more dedicated options to it. It's still in its infancy, but it is useful if you just want to sort of look around and see what's going on, especially if you have earphones on. Now that concludes the basic presentation that we have here. If you'll give me just a moment, I'm going to set everyone so you can unmute selectively and ask questions, which I'll be happy to answer to the best of my ability. And just realize that after you ask the question, please remute yourself so that there's no additional sound in the background that's conflicting with the recording. So give me just a moment here. Let's see. All right, it is now set to where you can unmute yourselves. Does anyone have any questions? I believe it's star 6 to unmute
I have
yourselves.
A
sure.
You press star 6 to unmute yourself if anyone has any questions. My question is, I've heard you open up the Lookout app before, and you voice things like quick read. Can you also use voice input to change the modes in Lookout?
Yeah, you can. That's actually a good question. So let me, I've still got my phone here. Give me just a second while I'm gonna clear all my application history.
Device unlocked. 10:34, home button. Home screen 2 of 2.
So,
Bard mobile.
I've
double tap
turned
activate,
it off.
Double tap and hold the long press. Actions available. You swipe up, then right to view.
Open.
Google Assistant.
Lookout.
In list.
Opening.
Lookout currency mode. Start button. Double tap to activate.
So it doesn't look like it wants to do this, but what it will do is sometimes in the beginning, it will
home screen 2 of 2.
Let you
Bard mobile. Screen off. Screen in silence.
You can set it so if it doesn't remember where you were, it'll start with the assistant, and you can just say which mode you want to get into. So it's not consistent. This is one of the things you'll find with some of Google's applications is that they work very well at their intended function, but sometimes there's a little bit of a lag between the development cycle and perfect usage. For example, sometimes I'll log in and I'll turn the app on, and it'll say identify mode or something like that, and I'll have to say quick read, and it'll open that mode for me. I think they're working towards being able to launch the particular mode but using the Google Assistant. On the Pixel 3, I just have to squeeze the sides of the phone in an OtterBox case, and you get a tactile piece of feedback, and then it opens up the Google Assistant, and I can tell it what to do. So you really end up with a very responsive handset that you don't have to mess with the home button as much. If I want to unlock the phone, I just use the fingerprint scanner on the back. So it ends up being a very efficient scanner. It really depends on functionality on which phone you have with Google as to how this app will work. I like it better using Google-based hardware since the program is designed for its own use. Next question. Star 6 to unmute. Anybody? I'm going to assume, and there are no further questions at this time, unless I hear anything different. So I'm going to stop the recording here in a second, and then I will unmute everybody so that they can talk first couple of seconds. But regardless, unless I hear anything else, thank you for attending this presentation today at the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, this day, October 3rd, 2020. For the Technology User Group. My name again is Matthew Nixon, the Business Officer, Business Office Manager for the Library, standing in for Jerry Price, who's our usual technologist and coordinator. Thank you all for coming today.